The wheel has turned, for better or worse, and it will keep on turning, as lights die and forests dim, storms call and skies break, turn it will. The wheel is not hope, and the wheel does not care. The wheel simply is. But so long as it turns, folk may hope, folk may care. For with light that fades, another will eventually grow, and each storm that rages must eventually die. As long as the wheel turns, as long as it turns. Dor Ile Torgan, the wheel turns. A train without walls, a macabre spider, wheels intertwining, a vehicle frozen in time. The wonders your mind can think up about what this sculpture conveys are endless. This can be expected from the abstractness of the piece, with three groupings of discs connected by rectangular bars. Personally, I believe Richard Hollander was trying to convey the experience of traveling on an interstate highway, which can easily be implied through the title of this artwork, Interstate 70. Although, if this piece truly was suggesting movement and wheels, then why is it located in Marvin Grove, a peaceful green area where there really isn't a lot of traffic and movement? My guess is that the artist was trying to create paradox and irony with this piece. His intention was to make us wonder. Now you may be wondering, as I still am, why Richard Hollander wanted his artwork here in Lawrence, Kansas, of all places. Many cities have quiet grove areas. I choose to believe that this is because Interstate 70 was actually the first part of the interstate system to be built, and it crosses through Lawrence. Besides all of the history of the title and what this piece conveys, it also makes you feel something. And the best part is, everybody feels something different. While I might feel as though the tone is foreboding, you might think it is hopeful. The possibilities are truly limitless. I hope that this piece got the gears of your mind spinning, just as the gears in this sculpture appear to have paused in their spinning. There are no boundaries to what you can think when you look upon this artwork, and that is what I like about it. This has been Madison Geezer with another Bulldog Podcast.